Chapter 4, Model. What's your brand promise? What transformation do you deliver, and how do you make money? Now, when I talk about your model, it is both the process you go through to provide results as well as how you'll get paid for the transformation you provide your customers and clients. Now, by the way, this model could be selling cars. It could be any product, any service. What's your promise? What do you deliver? How do you make money? So when I talk about your model, it is the process you go through to provide results as well as how you'll get paid for the transformation you provide to your customers and clients. Now, one of the biggest mistakes business owners and founders make is confusing complexity with value. Having a 130-step process that takes months to implement may seem impressive to you, but what your customer really wants is the result. They don't particularly care how you get there as long as you have a process that works, and often they'll pay extra for speed. Think about going to two separate orthopedists because your knee's hurting. The first one diagnoses your problem and says, here's what we're going to do. You're going to take the next 3 months and perform daily exercise that I lay out for you. They'll probably take about 30 minutes per day. And at the end of 3 months, I'm going to fit you for a special brace that you'll wear 24 hours a day for the next 6 months. At the end of that time period, we'll see where you are. Chances are you'll still need surgery, which will take about 3 months to get on my schedule, and then a month or two to recover. So just a year, you'll be as good as new. The second orthopedist diagnoses the same issue but says, I have an opening in my surgery schedule tomorrow afternoon. We'll have you on crutches by this weekend and back on the tennis court by the end of the month. Which would you choose? Which one would you pay more for? People will pay a premium for simplicity and elegance. One time I sat down at a mastermind event with a famous businessman I'd heard of but never had the chance to meet. We were paired up for a partner exercise. I could see he was hurting, so we spent the entire hour on his situation. At the end of that time, I gave him a new 3-line business plan that would fit on a post-it note, but that he was certain would bring him an extra $400 million in revenue. Stop trying to make things complicated. More is not better, and fewer and simpler is not necessarily less. And when you consider model, think about transforming your products and services into an efficient, profit-producing system that facilitates all your goals and matches your values. And remember that early story I told you about the fastest, easiest, best way to make $1 billion? Remember that. Simple, elegant, does not mean less. Be the best in the world at what you do. Be the only, and start with the upside down pyramid first. How to make more money. There are only 3 ways to grow any business. And if you want to make more money in your business, you're going to have to figure out how to do one or more of the following: sell at higher prices, increase the repetition and frequency of sales, or increase the number of customers. Now, I've identified 10 specific ways to achieve those outcomes, but before you dive into the following list, consider the most simple direct route between you and more revenue: charging more for the products and services you already provide. And don't skip this simply because it sounds too simple. It really is the silver bullet most business owners are looking for, but are reluctant to implement for fear their customers will revolt. And I'm not saying you should double your prices overnight, but why not? It's going to be market and client dependent, but it's worth thinking about. So here are some of the big ideas. How elastic or inelastic is the demand for your product or service? What ready substitutes do customers have? When was the last time you increased your prices? What is your margin now, and how does it compare to industry averages? And just so you know, none of these things are relevant. None of them are true if you know how to package and position your product or service and differentiate it. That's what having a category of one brand is all about. And it's also when you are the authority, you are the expert, you're the thought leader, people will pay you more because they trust a strong leader. So here is 10 ways to profit. Number 1, create a larger product suite. Number 2, add sizzle and package, stack, or bundle. Number 3, advertise further upstream. Number 4, enhance follow-up and support. Number 5, fine-tune your sales process. Number 6, use scarcity and exclusivity. Number 7, change the terms, conditions, and pricing. Number 8, offer premiums and bonuses. Number 9, create world-class experiences. Number 10, incorporate fame, celebrity, prestige, and access. That is actually one of my favorites. So you can start there and then dive into the following 10 paths for creating a more profitable business model. And by the way, there's gobs of nuance from these. These are like some basic basics, but even as I look at them now, months after I wrote this, I realized, you know what? There's so many variations of this. The nuance is where the big money's at, but at least this gets you thinking in the right direction. All right. Number 1, create a larger product suite. Most businesses are very linear in their customer acquisition and service provision. They acquire a customer or client, they sell a single product or service, and move on to the next customer. There's nothing inherently wrong with this approach, but it is very limited. It's a starting place, a foundation upon which to build. In order to create an extraordinary model, look for ways to expand that linear approach. Instead of serving a client once and seeing them to the door, look at where they've been, where they're going, and how else you might serve them. I was talking with the owner of a publishing service who produces books for his clients, taking them from concept to published volume. He said he recently was kicking himself in the head because a former client of his had just dropped $1,000 with a competitor. Why? Because the client wanted to know how to create an audio version of her book, something he did not support. How long would it take you to walk your clients through the audio book process? I asked him. The answer, a few hours. Is it something you can record a video course about and they can then access on demand? The answer, yes. What percent of your clients want to create an audiobook? The answer, virtually all of them. In a matter of days, he could create an on-demand guide that would bring him a decent revenue stream. And that was a no-brainer. Now ask what else your customer or client needs. What is the next step in their journey, and how can you serve them? Choose the sexiest, most profitable options and add them to your model. And again, from my point of view, start with the most expensive possibility and go out there and notify your existing clients and say, I have something new and I think it will be great for you. Number 2, add sizzle and package, stack, or bundle. My client Joey Osborne says the fastest and highest ROI you'll ever get to add is more sizzle to your brand or offer. You can double or triple the value of your brand and equity value, or increase the value of your offer 2 to 10 times by changing your story. Best of all, it can happen in days. Frankly, it can happen in hours. So how you package your offer, the product stacks you create, and how you bundle products together impacts the perceived value and therefore the price the client or customer is willing to pay. In other words, they'll pay more for a better story. Let's stick with the publishing example for now. The publisher has many small services he provides, including book cover design, copy editing, ghostwriting, and more. He also provides coaching and marketing support services, as well as lower-end DIY courses. Now, how he packages his services, how he bundles his products, and how he stacks them on each other as bonuses affect how much a client is willing to pay. One do-it-yourself package might include all the on-demand courses plus access to a group for support as a bonus. Another bare bones package might be just publishing with no marketing or support services. Then as high-end coaches might want an all-in-one premium package that includes everything from ghostwriting to full-service marketing. The more exclusive and done-for-you a package appears, the more you can charge for it, providing the model meets your ideal market's needs. Number 3, advertise further upstream. Now, if you own a home and are at the very early stages of considering selling, the first question you ask yourself is, what's my house worth? Knowing this, a real estate agent could advertise an annual house price guide for their geographic market. Because they're reaching the prospective client earlier in the selling process, they get a jump on all the other agents advertising to those clients who've already decided to sell and may already have an agent. Marketing earlier in the process is a simple way to get more clients. You just have to know what question they're asking before you typically have your first contact with them. This is also known as being top of mind. Number 4, enhance follow-up and support. And once you generate a prospect, how are you supporting them, answering questions, and leading them to the next step? One of my clients, Todd Brown, does a fantastic job of supporting his customers after they purchase a low-ticket offer. When you buy a copy of his book, he collects your phone number and email. The book arrives, It comes with a letter to sign up for a free bonus membership, from which, of course, they're upsold into other products and services. Within a week of signing up, one of his team members calls you to hear a bit about your business and make sure you're able to access your bonus membership. The super soft close works like crazy to bring people to the next step in Todd's funnel. Number five, fine-tuning your sales process. A good sales process is one that seamlessly moves a prospect from one stage of the sales cycle to another as efficiently as possible and has flexibility in pricing and perception. Strategic Coach has one of the most elegant sales processes I've seen. Their marketing team focuses on events that generate referrals and leads. They have appointment setters who fill the salespeople's calendars. Their salespeople have quotas. The whole process is fluid from beginning to end with a focus on building a long-term relationship with the prospects, however long it takes them to become customers. Application funnels are also a great way to establish authority with prospects. By asking the prospect to apply to work with you, you're exerting a subtle power play. Not only must they invest their time in filling out the application, you're also reserving the right to say yes or no. Number six, use scarcity and exclusivity. Legitimate scarcity and exclusivity work very well for services that offer high contact with you, such as coaching groups and masterminds. You can create desire and justify a higher price tag. By limiting the number of enrollees, requiring a minimum income, or setting some other criterion. Done correctly, a program or product with scarcity and exclusivity becomes a badge of honor, one people will pay to access. A great example is the American Express Centurion card, which has a $10,000 initiation fee and a $5,000 annual fee. Now, we use scarcity and exclusivity very well as well, and that is I actually do one-on-one coaching and advisory, and I have a mastermind group. The one-on-one fills up quarters in advance now, and it's extremely high-end. It's a high-ticket service with some huge outcomes, and I have to limit who joins because I produce great results, and I have a reputation to defend. So that is done, again, on purpose. We also do things very, very quickly, which increases the value of what we're doing, and it is application-oriented. So by doing that and having the mastermind, first of all, we don't have to have a lot of customers to create great revenues. It also allows us to grow and fill up very, very quickly. It's a very simple business that has a high net yield, and many of our clients model our model. Number seven, change the terms, conditions, and pricing. A few years ago, I realized I wanted to sell my latest business and do something different. However, I didn't have a buyer. I did have about $1.5 million in fulfillment commitments and hotel contracts to fulfill. Shutting down the business was going to take 18 months and cost me $2 million just to walk away. But instead of biting the bullet and taking the financial hit, I created a business advisory program with $50,000, $75,000, and $125,000 price points. Now, most people would have set the agreements for 12 months. Instead, I changed the offer. I said, most programs take 12 months. I'm going to deliver 12 months worth of results in 6 months. Now, I filled that program, generated $2.5 million, and finished the fulfillment in 6 months with almost no overhead. That experiment became the basis of the business model that I use to this day. A real estate investor once told me that the listing price on a property was irrelevant. I'm a cash flow investor, she said. All I care about is the terms. What do your ideal clients care about? Are they more likely to go for a one-time fee or a subscription model? Do they want huge tax write-offs or smaller monthly invoices? One-time fees, monthly subscriptions, annual fees, installments, percentage of base. These are all ways to alter the perception of price. Number eight, offer premiums and bonuses. Everyone loves a bonus. The cosmetics industry has made billions off the free gift with purchase model, with some people buying a product they don't really want, just to get a copy or a hold of the bonus. Now, you can adapt the strategy to your advantage. Early in my career, I offered a course on how to create an information product with video. The bonus was a free Sony video camera. This was so popular that it led to my first back-of-the-room rush as people vied to make sure they received one of the limited number of cameras I'd brought with me. Now, if you offer a service, consider sending a direct mail package that includes a gift with high perceived value. It can be a quick start guide, book, report, or ancillary support material that helps the person implement. Standalone coaching calls, live FAQ sessions, and tickets to a live event are all high-value ideas. But whenever you are offering a premium or bonus, make sure it either answers an objection or it does that in a substantial way that doesn't detract from the core offer. You don't want your premiums and bonuses to look like a bunch of junk you gathered off your hard drive and stuck on the website just for the sake of padding the offer. Number 9, create world-class experiences. Now, I used to hold mastermind meetings in hotels, 3 meetings per year for $25,000. I pushed pause on that business model for a few years until enough people asked me when I was going to start doing masterminds again. I asked myself, what would make me super excited to do them again? Answer, create bucket list experiences that include a master wine sommelier, private chef, exotic locations, and content topics that I want to learn more about. Now, I also wanted to do something that would excite my wife and the other spouses in attendance who usually get bored at just another business mastermind in a hotel that they don't want to go to. Now I take my clients and their spouses to places like Guadalupe Valley, Baja, Mexico. There are over 300 amazing wineries there. We travel with a master sommelier and private celebrity chef, and we eat like kings and queens, and we stay in exclusive locations that require you to know a guy to get into. Our topics include life extension, including full body and brain scans, cryptocurrency investing, artificial intelligence hedge funds, and I make sure our agenda provides lots of time for connecting and relationship building. We've got an event coming up where we're taking everyone to Malaga, Spain. Best of all, spouses ask members, when's the next mastermind? I want to go. We're going to the next one. So if you want to create an irresistible offer, consider the setting. The more memorable it is, the harder it will be for anyone else to replicate your offer. And I'm going to tell you one other thing. When you put together a great event and you break bread with people, they'll walk up to you and say, what do you have next? I'm all in. You can close hundreds of thousands of dollars, even millions of dollars in new business without even having to sell. Number 10, incorporate fame, celebrity, prestige, and access. 99% of businesses are replicable, especially those doing less than $10 million in revenue. And the main difference between one business and another is not objective. It's perception. It's the feeling a person gets when they buy. That's why fame, celebrity, prestige, and access are all important enhancements for your model. What kind of access can you provide your clients that they can't get anywhere else? For instance, one of the multipliers we offer our clients is featuring them in an article that's placed in Fortune, Fast Company, Forbes, or Entrepreneur. This is access to showing up in print that they likely can't get elsewhere, not easily in any way, and it contributes to their fame, celebrity, and prestige. They're willing to pay a premium for the perceived value. And I introduce and connect my clients to celebrity connections and friends, including bringing them with me when I attend invite-only concerts or meetings. The trifecta: get paid, get laid, and live forever. Now, excuse the crassness, but the phrase is memorable. And from a consumer's emotional point of view, they'll trade their hard-earned money for these three main promises. Whether they're buying a laptop, vacation, or a coaching program, all products and services fit into one of only three categories. They want to get paid, make more money, that appeals to the greed factor. They want to get laid, which is increase their status, authority, brand, thought leadership, or attractiveness, or live forever. That's improve their lifestyle, lifespan, or health span, or quality of life. Now, people will buy from you in order to make more money. I call it selling money at a discount. One of my brand promises is that you'll get your original investment after working with me in less than 60 days. One of my most recent clients, Michael Chu, spent 3 days with me for a Superpower Accelerator workshop and within 2 weeks closed $1.2 million. Lately, my big promise has been, my goal is to help you generate over $1 million in 100 days. Next is status. the clothing and accessories we wear, the people we associate ourselves with, the car we drive, the home environment we live in, all may raise our status relative to those around us. This can also include becoming a best-selling author, getting publicity, raising public awareness, creating a consumer brand, or anything that positions you as an authority, thought leader, or expert. We want to be followed, admired, and respected. We want to be relevant. And when you can provide that to your clients, it translates into being able to dramatically increase your prices. People will also pay for improved or increased health or lifestyle. Everyone wants to live longer, live better, live healthier. They want endless sex drive and youth. When you create or improve your business model, make sure you're baking in at least one of these elements and making it clear that it's part of the transformation you provide. To increase your perceived value, increase the certainty with which they'll achieve their goals. And when you mix all three of them together, you get something I call the Holy Trinity. That's when you're getting paid, getting laid, and living forever all in one. So in this section, we covered the three ways you can make more money with your model by increasing your prices, frequency of sales, number of customers. A linear business model is just the beginning. Review this chapter and choose at least one specific way to amplify your model. And up next, we'll master your messaging through a series of distinctions that will help you articulate your message in a way that captures the mind and heart of your ideal prospects and compels them to take action.